Thank you, Brother Sanjay, for reading the scripture. And thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity that you have given me. I bring greetings from my family. My wife, Vicky, is here. Children are in Delhi. Just 10 days back, they were here with us, and we had a good family time together for about 1 month. We are fine over here, and we are so much thankful to you, Dwarka Church, for your prayers and for your encouragement. God has been so good to us, leading us, guiding us, and to do what He wants us to do over here. So thank you so much for your prayers. This morning, I have taken this Psalm 71. This psalm talks about a man who has faced challenges, but also who has overcome, or how he has overcome, what he has done, that we see over here. This world is full of challenges, and it's always not, it's from the beginning after Adam has fallen into sin, challenges. But when we look at presently, when we are over here on this earth, the challenges in our life, people are disturbed emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. And if you look at from little children to young people and the old people, all are disturbed in many different ways. And we hear each day, and we read in newspaper or on news on our mobile or computer, we read the way people are disturbed and how they make decision in their life, and so much destruction takes place. Even in Himachal, many who suicide because of the challenges in their life and depressions and disturbance that they get it in their life. And in this Psalm 71, we just now read, there are a few words I have divided in two groups, which expresses his heart, what is going on. There are some words he has used over here. He says, deliver me, O God. Save me. Rescue me. Do not forsake me. Do not cast me. Be not far from me. Help me. Forsake me not. Then he says, my enemies, the wicked, cruel men, unjust, they think God has rejected me. These are the words that psalmist uses over here. And these words expresses his difficult situation. A person who goes through difficulties, he cries. And these words also shows the uncertainty, fears, doubts, anxiety, worry, and many other things in person's life. So in Psalm 71, when we see these words in life of this psalmist, it shows that he was going through some kinds of trouble. There are two challenges he openly comes out. One is his enemies, that they want to destroy him. And second challenge in his life is his old age. He's growing old. Uncertainty. These are the challenges. These words reveals his heart and his mind. I do not know. I have used many times some of these words. Do not leave me alone, Lord. Forsake me not. Deliver me. Save me. Be with me. Help me, encourage me. many times I have used those words when I go through, and those words really shows the troubled heart of a person. Then other side of this psalmist, which quite number of words that he's using, says, refuge, you are my refuge, you are my fortress, you are my rock. And then also he uses a word saying continually, three times he uses continually, you are my hope. And he says, from my birth, before I was born, you carried me. In my old age, you will carry me. Then he uses a word, praise, six times. I will praise you, I'll praise you, I'll praise you. These words shows the other part of this man's life. The words expresses that he is a courageous man. The courage, the comfort, the hope, and the trust in the Lord. So when we look at this psalm generally fully, and looking at these words, we can see the feelings of this person who has written this psalm. We can see very clearly what kind of feelings he is going through. Some of the problems we people encounter in our old age, those problems are problem of confusion. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge? Let me never be put to shame. Don't let me be disgraced, or don't let me be confused. I came to Delhi on 30th to leave my daughter, and I had little time with Pastor. And I was, when we were talking, I said, Pastor, these days I forget so quick. And get confused. Like if you ask me, what were you doing yesterday? And I have to have real few minutes to recollect what I have done. And that's why I told Pastor, now I'm writing down in my one small diary what I'm doing each day, so that at least it is there and I can open up and see and thank God and just be confident in my life. Confusion comes in old age. And he says, Lord, let me not be put to shame before the people. Because when I was young, he says, when I was young, I have done so many things. I was courageous. I had a good memory. I had a good strength. And I was very good. But now, everything is slowly, slowly, slowly disappearing. So, Lord, let me never be put to shame. Do not allow me to be confused. And another problem in old age comes is living in the past. Like I can sit and talk for many hours about my young days and the ministry done in the field and going around and working. And sometimes it's very easy for me to forget what I am doing now in my old age. What is my relationship with the Lord? How am I walking with Him? I may just rely on the past. But over here, the psalmist is talking in verse 5. He says, for you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. So he's talking about the future. He's talking about the hope that is coming. And my trust is not in the past, but my trust in the Lord. So this can be another problem, that living in the past, relying on the past, that what I have done. Yes, it is true. I do not know what is my future. You do not know what is your future. We do not know what is our future. But one thing we know, the one who knows our future the one who holds our future. And that really encourages me. I know the one who knows my tomorrow. I know the one who knows my next moment after this message, what is going to take place. And that is a thing that encourages. My future is in God's hand. Another problem in the old age increases is complaining. Complaining of many things, and it becomes very easy word or easy sentences into the mouth of a person. But here, a person who is growing old, he says in verse 8, my mouth is filled with your praises and with your glory all the day. No complaints. All the day, my mouth is filled with praising God. It is very easy to complain in our life as we grow old, but the psalmist's life is something different. Then the fourth thing that problem occurs in old ages, verse 9, weakness. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. This body fails. This body goes weaker and weaker. But when we look at this man over here, physically he is weak, but inside is very strong. Inside, very strong. These are the struggles and trouble of this old man of who wrote Psalm 71. But let me come to all of us. And particularly in these days, since these 2 years, I don't think any one of us who have not gone through any kind of trouble, any kind of anxiety, any kind of uncertainty, any kind of fear or doubt or worry, we all have gone, and many of us are going through it even now. Even though we have not grown old like this psalmist, we are going through the same situation. We are going through confusion. We are going through living on our past when we were very good, happy, joyful. We are going through so many complaints in our life, and many of us are feeling very weak. And that we have expressed that physically I am very weak. We are receiving messages from friends, those who have gone through trials and struggles and difficulties, and they say, I am okay now, but I am feeling very weak. Just last week, somebody said, oh, one sister, that my hairs are falling over here in Dharamshala due to COVID. I'm fully fine. I'm recovered. But so much hair falls are there. Does this worry us? Sure. We are in a time where, at the position of this psalmist, when he was going through, yes, he was going through a particular type of struggle, challenges through his enemies and old age. But we are going through a particular kind of challenges and struggles in our life. Each one of us has a different kind of struggles. But in these struggles, when we look at Psalmist, he recognizes one person, and that is his God. And that same God is you have, and that same God I also have. He's same. He has same power. He has same authority. He has same love. He's same kind and gracious and loving. Nothing has gone away from him. And this same God reminds us by one thing, telling to his people in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 3 and 4, he tells his people, listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. What a promise. What more do we need from this God? He says, I am the one who is carrying you from your birth and I will carry you in your old age also. I will take care of you. We don't need any more things except believing in what he says. Yes, he will carry me through in my life, even now when I'm going through different kinds of uncertainty. He will carry me. That's what. This is the same God who started carrying his people from time of Abraham when he called him Jacob, and he carried the Israelites, a small nation, a small group of people. This is the same God. This is the same promise to all of us, those who believe in him. This promise today is for me and for you, all of us, those who are listening. Remember, he will carry you through. Also in this psalm, we see one thing, very centered thing in the psalmist's life is God. And verse 8, verse 14 to 16, verse 22 to 24, in these verses, he talks about praising God in this situation. He uses the words praise, hope. The center of his life is God. And that's the thing that we need in our life when we are going through different kind of challenges. Who is in our life that is controlling? Is it worry, struggle, pain, uncertainty? What is controlling us? Psalmist was controlled by God. It was reality. It was reality that he was going through challenges. Sometimes some people ask me, some call me uncle, some call me brother. They say, here over here, uncle. Uncle, after believing in Jesus, why do we have problem? And maybe many of us are asking the same question. Didn't we? Do we ask that question? We ask, we believe in Jesus, our God is living. Why do we go through struggles? Why do we have pains? Why do we have difficulties? Why do we have accidents? So many questions. Or why do we have oppositions? Why do people reject me? Many kind of questions can arise. And we have that question, and that is natural. That is very natural. Each one of us can go through that. But God has never promised us that we will not have a trouble. He said, you will have trouble, but I am with you. I will carry you. I will carry you in my hand. And that's what he does. And that's what the central point in life of the psalmist. God is the one who carries me, and I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him. And then there is the deepest desire in his heart. And that desire he expresses in verse 18. He says, even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God. Till I declare your power to next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. That is the desire of this old man, white hair, who fought, who worked. He says, when I was young, I did many things. With my strength and your grace upon me, your help upon me, I trusted you in my young age. But when I'm growing old, my strength is not there, but your strength is there in me. And he says, when I'm growing old, don't forsake me. Be with me. Be with me. Till when? Till I declare your power to the next generation. The desire of this man really encourages me. Even at my deathbed, I want to declare my God to the next generation. I have experienced him. I have experienced his power. I have experienced his salvation. I have experienced his goodness. I have experienced his love. I have experienced that he has carried me through my life. And I want to declare that to my following next generation, the people who are coming after me. That was his desire. Psalmist's goal is to declare God in his power and his power to the next generation. What is your desire? You might have not grown so old like Psalmist or like me. I'm also not very old, just 58, but my hair has become white. But what is your desire for the young people who are surrounding you? What is your experience with the Lord who is always with you, who carries you? Do you want to declare that experience to next generation, to the next who are younger than you? This is what the desire of an old man over here, the deepest desire in his heart. The question to me is, what about me? What about us? What are we going to do? So this was his deepest desire. Then another word which I have said earlier, which he expresses, that word is continually. He says in verse 3, be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. Means, I want to relate to you. I want to communicate with you. I want to continue, keep on remaining in you because you are my rock. You are my fortress. We are my safety. And I want to come to you continually. I want to pray continually. In our old age, this man, when we look at him, when we grow old, many things we cannot continue in our life when we are old. All the work and strength may go away. But few things that we can do continually in our old age is, one thing is prayer. We can come to God. Second thing he says in verse 6 is, my praise is continually of you. A praise continues to living God. And third thing he says is, I will hope continually in verse 14. The hope in the Lord will continue. Yes, we may be going through difficulties, trials, and struggles. We may be going through problems, but we may be not able to do many things, but three things that we can do in our life continually. One thing is prayer. Second thing is praise. And third thing is hoping the Lord continually, who leads us, who guides us, who strengthens us. You must have heard about David Livingstone. When he died, he was 60 years old. When he was at his deathbed, night, he was in his room. He knelt down on his pillow. And I believe he must be praising, worshiping, praising, and praying, giving glory to God. He had malaria and dysentery. He was sick. And the boy who was looking after him wanted to come into his room, and he was there, kneeling down on his bed. And when they came in, and when they saw him, he was no more. He died. Praying, praising with the hope with the Lord for eternity. What a beautiful end in life, in God's presence. When I was in UBS, in my final year, I had to preach a message in chapel. Each student has to give one message in their final year. And I took life of Moses. And I said, I want to die like Moses in God's presence. We may grow old. We may not be able to do many things. But dear brothers and sisters, we can declare the Lord to the next generation. We can pray, we can praise, and we can worship our God. May the Lord help us to be strengthened in our life in these days when we go through trials and struggles. The life of the psalmist may encourage us, and may the living God give us peace and lift us up in our life. Amen.